Greg, what happened to your face? Why do you have a big mark on it?
It's a scar. It was. It's not a scar. Andy actually knows why that happened. What are you doing? What was that?
Writing a song.
What song?
Is it about the scar on Greg's head?
Greg, why do you have a scar on your head?
It's a new scar.
Yeah.
New scar.
What happened?
You got a pipe to the dome.
I did. I took a PVC pipe to the head during...
Was it a battle?
No. Stage well, yeah, play. Kind of. Stage play. Terminator 2.
Judgment play. That's the play you're doing.
Yeah.
www.terminator2.com.
How many W's was
How do you
that?
Spell that, Greg?
TerminatorToo.com.
Ah, yeah. You would think the one with a 2 would be taken.
That's right. T-W-O, it is not. T-O-O. Terminator 2, Judgment Play. Get your tickets. Go see it. It's a really fun time. Our guest, Andy Schlachtenhaufen. Was there this very weekend.
Was
good
he
work,
there?
Andy.
Yeah,
nice
you're
job.
To give a review, right?
That's what we should do.
What is this show? Brian, why don't you introduce it for
you
once
never
in
give
your
me
life.
A chance.
Really?
You never give me a chance.
Yeah, you never step up and take it.
I never have a chance to actually introduce the show.
Actually,
you're too
have
busy playing
many.
With your balls in the corner.
Whoa. Is that what's happening over there?
I mean, do you see the smile on my face?
Audience out there.
Brian, you should
talking about the exercise balls that are scattered throughout.
Brian Gerard.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Shy Joe.
Yeah.
Whoa. Are we starting over?
No, not starting over.
It's never starts.
Usually like, take a couple minutes before Brian wakes up.
This is actually pretty quick.
It is, yeah. Yeah.
I'm with Greg Hoyt.
Oh, good evening, ladies.
Unfortunately.
I'm with Robert Shy.
Yeah, good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
And of course, our special guest, our guest speaker, Dr. Andrew von Schlachtenhaufen.
All right.
Yeah.
Very pleased to see you, Doctor.
And as we learned from your brother a few episodes back, the Vaughn was added. Is that correct?
It's a joke that my parents added because they're so funny.
That's awesome. Amazing. Yeah.
Can you guys guess the film that my parents went to go see on their first date?
The Vaughn Traps?
No.
That's good. That would have been a good connection.
There's no way you're going to guess it.
I would never guess it.
Let's see.
70s comedy.
Annie Hall.
Blazing Saddles.
You guys are pretty close. These are classic comedies.
And
British?
Monty Python? Life of Brian?
No, their first one.
Life of Pi.
No. Now you said that in my
their
brain.
Their first one?
Yeah.
Holy Grail.
Holy Grail. Thank
Holy
you.
Grail.
Not
That's
meaning
right.
of life. Yeah.
First date.
Wow.
Really?
Can you imagine?
No.
My dad staring at her the whole time.
When, really?
Just expecting, waiting for her to laugh, and she does, and he's like,
okay.
Wait, and he, because he has seen this before.
No, but
this was
a
gauge.
Oh,
I see. Yeah.
He's a fan of Monty Python, so he's like, does this girl... I remember, you know what's interesting? There's something with the Schlachtenhaufens, boys, where I remember that Stefan, it was very important, and very important to you, what Stefan's wife's film taste.
Speech.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. In your speech at their wedding, it was like, when I knew that she was a fan of Down by Law, I knew that she was the right person
really?
For my brother.
So that's a criteria then?
It can be. That's not for me. That's not the case for me.
Got the Schlachtenhaufen boys...
In fact, my retelling of my dad's story is probably just kind of tacking that bit on.
I see. Wow.
Yeah.
So, wait, there are boys, there are girls. Schlachtenhaufen girls?
No. Not
no?
in your family.
Not in my family.
Oh,
I mean,
no.
my mother, but...
Yeah. Oh, right. She
just
is.
Just assume the name.
Yeah, okay. No, I was just because Greg was making a point to say the Schlachtenhaufen boys.
The von Schlachtenhaufen seed is so masculinely powerful. There's no room for any... Of the genome.
Feminine. You're probably thinking of the word feminine, but your mind is probably drawing a blank,
yeah.
as always.
So you're going
I think what happens
down
is,
the road.
Because you hear your voice, yeah. so you're wearing headphones, and I think Brian just gets sucked
so
into
excited.
His own voice.
Yeah. I get
Listen
so excited to hear my
sound.
Voice.
Oh,
it's
my.
So
it's
smooth.
Like
God.
Taking a dip in a river.
It's so pleasing to my ears.
A murky, murky river. You can't
Swamp,
see anything
like,
in it. Yeah.
With letters and phrases just flowing by like salmon.
Very, very
quickly. Like you mean salmon fishing in the Yemen?
There we go again.
That's it. Well, so, you brought it back to film, which is amazing.
Yeah, which, wow.
Genius.
I don't think he knew that he was going to do that.
What's been happening, Andy? Thanks for coming to the play the other
night. Yeah.
Thank you guys, by the way, for coming in.
You're welcome. I always support you.
Well, I went to the play, and that was a lot of fun. You guys did like a retelling of Terminator 2.
That's correct.
In a very, what would you call it, low budget, no budget?
Campy, yeah. Like campy, like rendition. Raucous. Yeah.
Yeah.
Where the audience is like involved.
Almost like a live Swede.
It's like a live Swede, yeah.
Do you guys know what a Swede is?
No, I know
what a Swede is.
Brian, go ahead.
It's a nationality.
Swede, what was that movie that Mos Def did? Was it Mos Def?
Let's let
that?
Brian remember.
Andy, yeah.
Let's not.
He's in the river. Here we go.
It's a common phrase.
Let's see how the river goes.
Yep.
VHS rental.
VHS was the name of the movie.
Nope.
Nope.
No.
No.
It's a movie. Jack Black was in it.
Uh-huh. Who else was in it?
Mos Def was in it.
Yeah. Who else?
Mm-hmm. And Mekhi Phifer.
No. No. That's Mos Def.
Mos Def, Jack Black. There was someone else in it.
Danny Glover. That's right.
What? With Jack Black?
Yeah, and it was essentially a nod to how you Swede movie. They would Swede every movie, and it became a very popular,
you know,
like people
explain,
would come to.
Did you, right, did on, you hold learn on, hold on. When you define a word that you're not allowed to use the word in the definition? Because you just did that.
Explain
what is the definition
explain
of Swede?
What Swede is first, and then maybe you'll get the.
Yeah, I don't
title.
Think everybody knows this.
No? I don't. I do not. Right
Swede.
Here.
Sweeting a movie is essentially doing like a hyper version of a cliff note, of cliff noting the entire movie in a very condensed version. But,
be kind,
but,
rewind.
Oh, God. There Robert, you're not Brian.
I know, but that's the name of the movie.
Yeah. I'll give it to Robert. Okay.
And it was a Michel Gondry film.
That's right.
Yes, thank you. Oh, yeah. Never
so you're
saw
using
it.
Very basic things for props and set pieces and like not. And
did that term come? It didn't come from him, though.
To Swede a movie?
I actually don't know that.
I don't know that either.
So we don't know the origin.
Did. Oh. I wouldn't be surprised if they did.
Because it all came at that exact from that movie. Once that movie sort of happened, it was around that time that everyone was like,
"It's pretty funny."
Most people who have a VHS camcorder have had the experience of sweeting a film.
Yeah,
usually,
sure.
Like the bigger budget one you do, the better it is because you're trying to
because it's so absurd.
Capture like these big blockbuster moments.
Yeah,
but in Be Kind, Rewind, the movie that we were talking about,
it
that I knew
hilarious.
The title.
I wish I
their version of sweeting the film is a very high production though. Ultimately, I feel like that they don't actually
tin foil
do it.
And
well, they had so many extras and huge cutouts, and like they were, it was almost like taking a full theatrical production and filming it.
Well, but it's the movie version of Sweeting,
right.
So it's like movies have budgets, Brian. So even their Sweeting is going to be like way better than our Sweeting is going to be here in the fucking.
We should have a Swede
room.
Contest.
We should have a Swede.
Should we Swede the Sideshow? How would that go?
Oh my God,
how
do it with the VHS with a. Tape cassette recorder.
Yeah,
right?
We'd have
that's
to.
Where you'd start.
And you
that's
do like 2 minutes.
Lo-fi.
Like, I invite any of our viewership
to Swede
our
us?
Show.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
All right.
I would love to see.
That sounds
limited
good.
To 2 minutes.
2 minutes.
Yeah, 2 minutes.
That's a 2 minute
well, Swede is shorter. So, so Terminator 2, Judgment Play. I understand
it's a live Swede.
And you want to bring a poncho because they can be expensive if you buy them there.
$2.
$2 on top of the cover.
Are they $2?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Otherwise.
I didn't know that until I stepped in foot.
Yeah.
Time out. What do you need a poncho for?
Oh.
Andy, what do you need a poncho for?
Just go and find out, Brian. Just trust us.
Whoa.
I don't understand.
It's an adventure, man. It's an adventure.
Is Gallagher come out with a watermelon?
Kind of. Not Gallagher.
And get rid of the melon.
There's a full on post-apocalyptic battle that takes place in the entire space, and people are drinking copious amounts of alcohol in the space, and it's just chaos, right? I mean, it's madness.
It's a riot.
Yeah.
It's raucous.
It's raucous.
It's literally a riot.
Brian, are you just going to ride the fucking table the whole show and creak it like
you're
it's
really
a,
professional today? You were going to break
a
the table.
Boat or what?
Yeah. We've shamed him.
Andy, just silence.
Yeah, no. So, tell me about the Lakers, Andy.
Whoa. What kind of transition is that? Where'd you go to broadcasting school? You got to lay him up a little
Colorado.
Bit.
University
of Colorado. Yeah.
It is a layup.
How about a little massaging of the guest,
there are two
Robert?
Different ways of getting to a topic. Sometimes there's the Greg Hoyt way where you just ask a question out of the blue.
And he's trying to answer. Now you're cutting him off.
No, no, I'm having a conversation. I'm answering your question, Brian Trott. And there's a second way where you slowly segue into it. I chose to do the Greg way.
So you're like, oh, Sweden, the movie. Andy, the Lakers.
Yeah.
It would be more something along the lines such as, oh, yeah, it's Sweden to play. So Terminator 2, that sounds like a good review. Speaking of reviews, I hear that the Los Angeles Lakers are playing well. Are they not?
Oh, that's horrible. That's horrible. See, that's even still, you're that, trying.
I still have
too
to
hard.
Kind of fill in a lot there, which is
you
that
do.
Since September, I've started work at Time Warner Cable Sportsnet, which recently procured the rights to the Lakers.
Yes, they did.
Games.
That's right. a big deal.
Can you help us?
This is a big deal. Lots of money.
I understand, but before you go and tell us all about this, can you help us get from Terminator 2 Judgment Play to this topic?
How would I have transitioned to myself?
Yes,
yeah, I get it. I got it. I got one. Terminator 2 Judgment Play. Yeah. Do you think Kobe Bryant has ever seen that?
No, he's never seen that.
What is Kobe Bryant though? He's doing pretty good with the Lakers, isn't he?
Yeah, he's been doing okay.
Yeah, I mean, but I don't watch them. Did any of you watch the Lakers play?
I don't really watch any of this.
I do.
Whoa, Andy, you do.
I happen to have seen many games.
Why is that? You watch them at home? Or
courtside, actually.
You have courtside
Let's
tickets?
Let's put a pause here for a second. You see that? That was a brilliant, smooth transition. I've just ruined it, but I just wanted to point out how smooth that was.
Right. That was if I was good. Listening Thank to this you. At home, which yeah. I never do, yeah. I would be asleep.
Okay, good. All right. Let's get that back up again. Courtside tickets, go ahead.
These guys are staring daggers at me.
Are you, what are you, behind a camera? Is that what you're running?
Yeah,
camera?
I've got a 5D Mark III.
Yeah, sexy camera.
Most days I'm just at the practices and sometimes on the road with the team. Just kind
shooting
of
video or stills?
Shooting both. Video. Shooting video, I should clarify.
I'm going to go a step further.
A lot of
slow
motion,
saying.
Dramatic shots.
Mm-hmm. Not only shooting video, you're essentially shooting a show. It's not just I'm shooting video.
No, it's audio and video.
I watched a backstage Lakers today, actually.
Yeah.
And I realized that 90% of what that show is a one-man band of what Andy makes.
Well, I should just add that there's another camera guy.
Yeah.
What's his name? His name's Luca.
All right. Did
and
I
actually,
Luca?
That's a weird story, too, because no. Luca used to be roommates with my brother, Stefan.
Really?
Whoa.
Yeah.
And wait, did he get the job for you, or was there, which
no.
was just like you
no,
showed
this
up
is just
and
happenstance.
Luca?
Wow. Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
I actually brought him in like a month after I had been working.
Oh,
I was like, I know that guy.
Random.
In fact, I was technically his roommate because when I moved out here for a summer to intern, I stayed with Stefan, and Luca was his roommate at the time.
Wow.
What?
And I always thought Luca was like 5 years older than me. Like, turns out, like, we're like the exact same age.
No
wow.
way.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Interesting. Do I know that guy?
Do you guys also shoot the Laker girls practicing?
Yes.
Mm.
Do the Lakers seem happy?
For the most part, yeah.
What, in general?
Yeah, in general.
I would say in general, if you're getting paid that amount of money, any losing that you do is quickly, like, wiped away
because your memory comes back of, like, I'm
oh, yeah,
money.
I've got all this crazy
money.
Stuff.
Yeah,
that's okay.
I'm leaving this loss in my really amazing car.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. That's the hidden secret.
Are the Lego girls happy?
Yeah, they're pretty nice.
They have a job.
I'm trying to think. I mean,
I met a couple of ex-Laker girls at your job.
That's right.
Time Warner Sports.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, just one.
One.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm. Yep.
I went over and did a video over there at the Time Warner Sports building about a month ago, maybe? 2 months
More than
ago?
More that, yeah.
Wow. It's 2 months ago. Mm. And it's a great place. My God, it's beautiful. Huge place, but like state-of-the-art equipment everywhere.
Right, sure.
Brand new building. Or not enough brand new building, but brand new
stuff. No, it's brand new.
It is brand new.
Yeah.
Where is
that
again?
This past summer. Not even a year old. El Segundo.
El Segundo.
Oh, God. I was just driving down there last week, 3 days
beautiful,
in a row.
Right?
Yeah. Well, it's the drive is still kind of like...
Q-Tip from A Tribe Called Quest. He left his wallet there once.
Where?
In El Segundo.
I left my wallet in
El Segundo. I left my wallet in El Segundo. I left my wallet in El Segundo. I gotta get it. Got to get
tell
it.
Tell me.
We know what the last song of the show will be.
Maybe so you guys brought me
come
in
on.
Today.
Yeah.
Come
that was
on.
It, just to do that. Do you travel with the team? Then?
Yeah, I have. In fact, I should say that I've been spending a lot more time with LA Galaxy.
Nice days.
LA Landon Donovan.
I spent a lot of time with the Lakers early in the season.
L.A. Lakers.
And then kind of transitioned to L.A. Galaxy. But I still shoot Lakers stuff.
Cool. Does anyone go to the Galaxy games, or is it just a vast
swath
of emptiness?
I hear there is a big following.
A big following. If you go to a game, what you'll see like 5 minutes prior to the game, you'll think, wow, like nobody's here.
This is sad.
And then all of a sudden, once it's opening kickoff, all the fans just kind of stream in. They're all sort of like waiting in the wings.
Yeah. Why?
I don't know. There's
is
a weird
tradition?
Soccer culture. I don't know.
No. That's not. That's
well, because soccer is not just like, and we're off. It's like the game maybe
takes
a while.
It might be something where
to,
it's like not cool. Yeah. Sit down and like wait.
Yeah. That's
it's almost better to walk in while the game's being played.
Yeah, like, okay, cool. Where are we at? Yeah.
Interesting. So I got to see Beckham. I went to a Galaxy game and saw him.
Yeah,
I saw him bend it. He actually
does bend that ball.
It's freaking amazing.
It was really cool.
It's magic. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
How?
He kicks it so hard.
If I knew, I would.
Who cares, man?
Well, I'll tell you.
There's a whole movie about it.
He
go
kicks
fucking
it
watch
really
the
hard,
movie.
And he puts a lot of spin on the ball. And that spin, so the ball's going really, really fast, and the spin whips the ball back
it's
and
like
curves
golf.
It.
It's like golf. It's like a draw.
It's called English.
It's like
it's
all of
English.
Your hits in golf. It's called a slice.
I see. Andy, do you like the Laker gig better or the Galaxy gig?
Oh, come on. What are you doing?
Why are you doing that?
What are you trying to get him?
They listen to
him. They listen to the shot.
Come on.
Okay. Andy, give us a real dirty story of what Kobe Bryant has done.
He wasn't listening to
you guys. No, he really wasn't at all.
What's the worst thing that you've seen Kobe Bryant do illegally?
Oh, come on. No.
That you can't talk about.
Illegal things, yeah.
That you signed.
No, well, let me ask you a question. When you travel with the team, do they have their own plane?
Yeah.
Is this, and
you
so
have
you're
to find
plane,
a small plane behind them?
Well, it just depends on the shoot. Like,
in a smaller plane?
We wouldn't,
like a Cessna, following the big plane.
You fly in that small plane? Are you alone shooting and piloting? Or is it...
That's the hardest part of the job.
Is that?
And doing sound, too.
Wow.
On top of those things, piloting a plane.
Yeah.
And shooting video out the window.
Wow. Monitoring the sound
on the plane. Oh. And it must be really loud in this Cessna.
Seriously.
It is.
So it must be hard to check levels.
They're wireless mics, man. They're wireless mics.
I've screwed up a
few times.
He's
in the Cessna. I'm saying he's in the Cessna,
right.
And the cabin noise in the Cessna is way different than the Lear jet.
In all seriousness, are you on the same plane with them?
If there's a story to tell on the plane, then we're on there. Yeah. So I have been on planes for both the Lakers and the Galaxy. Yeah, and it's you know, the stories are usually like, what is it like to be on the plane? And what's the routine? They eat, they go to sleep, they watch movies.
Yeah.
That's it. There's
and then
no...
you're done being on the plane. But then how, if you ever go on the road with them to another game.
You fly separately.
What do they eat?
You meet them there. You get there ahead of time.
Yeah.
So you shoot them getting off the plane.
The
president. Or...
Yeah, yeah.
How do you get there earlier? You jump out of the plane? Parachute?
It's a smaller plane. It's faster.
Like a cough.
Do you need some water?
No.
Andy, there's a lot of questions coming at you, and you need to answer all of them.
Every single one of them.
I've had like this weird cough all day.
Oh, Brian's had a weird cough
for much
about 20 years.
So let's,
Did you pick it up from the Lakers?
No, Costa Rica, actually.
Great.
Great transition. We just don't have any time to talk about to Costa Rica, sorry.
Do you notice that Brian had a cough? Have you ever, in your time hanging out with him, noticed his cough?
No, never noticed.
Are you serious?
Well, no, I've noticed his fake cough on stage, his stage cough.
No, it's a real
cough.
You
guys want to hear it?
Yeah. That's good.
That is good.
That's really
nice.
Good. That's actually
a good impression.
Perfect.
That was very good.
We're going to have you back and talk about Costa Rica because we're out of time, pal.
No, we are. That's it.
We're out of time.
That's it.
Andy, thank you for coming by. Be sure to check out Time Warner Sports, Backstage Lakers,
Backstage Lakers.
Yeah.
Backstage Galaxy, and Backstage Lakers.
Single-handedly produced, made, directed, and aired by Andy von Falkenhoffen. For our intents and purposes, that's what's happening.
Yeah. All right.
On behalf of Gregory Hoy and Robert Shai, I'm Brian Gerard. We are the Shai Show.